Early voting began over the weekend in Georgia. That is where there's a Senate runoff between Democrat Raphael Warnock, the incumbent, and challenger Republican Herschel Walker. Warnock won a court battle over early voting, so counties could offer early voting starting this past Saturday. For the latest, we have Sam Greenglass on the line. He covers politics for WABE in Atlanta. Sam, hello.
Hi, Scott.
How close is this race now?
Well, it's really tight, at least from what we know about the returns from the last time these two candidates faced off back in November. There was a very slim margin between the two of them. Now, there isn't a ton of polling in the runoff, and it's actually really unreliable and hard to predict who is going to turn back out in a runoff election. So there's a lot of open questions about where this stands, but what we do know is it is likely to be very close.
Now, I'm reading that at least 70,000 Georgians came out to vote early on Saturday. Is that a big early turnout? Are these big numbers?
Yeah, turnout has been really robust so far, especially for a runoff. The Sunday turnout number surpassed the previous record for turnout on a Sunday, which was set back in 2020. We saw reports of lines at some polling places around Metro Atlanta over the weekend, as people are enthusiastic to vote on these first couple of days that early voting is available. So yeah, these are some pretty big numbers, and we're already hearing from an official in the Georgia Secretary of State's office that turnout today, this first day of early voting statewide, is set to surpass the numbers from the last day of early voting during the general election, when, you know, a huge crush of people showed up at the polls.
So if this is a huge crush, does it favor one candidate or the other? Do we know?
I think it's too soon to say that. What we do know is that often Democrats have favored early voting or absentee voting, whereas Republicans may tend to vote more on Election Day. But some of these trends are a bit scrambled because of new voting laws coming out of the pandemic. So it's a little bit hard to predict what these numbers exactly tell us.
Okay. So let's listen to the candidates. First, Herschel Walker criticizing Democratic officials' handling of inflation.
They're going to quit spending your money because you need to put your money back in your pocketbook, because you can tell right now what is happening right now is you don't have the money your pocketbook used to have, do you? You don't have the money in your pocketbook, but I can tell you Senator Warnock do.
So what voters is Herschel Walker trying to appeal to?
Well, you know, what we hear from Republican strategists is that Walker should be focusing on trying to bring back some of these 200,000 or so voters who voted for Republican Governor Brian Kemp in November but did not vote for him. So that should mean, you know, really talking about inflation, criticizing President Biden's performance and Democrats in Washington. And while we hear glimmers of that message from Walker, you know, the bulk of his stump speech on the campaign trail really seems to be appealing to base voters, you know, talking about culture war issues. You know, he spends a lot of his stump speech talking about transgender people in the military and in sports. So sometimes, you know, we often see him veering away from that message that, you know, would be maybe more palatable to some of these independent or Republican-leaning voters who have so far been uncomfortable with his candidacy due to all the baggage that he carries. You know, these accusations of domestic violence, for example.
Well, and Robin Young is picking up here. For Scott, we just want to ask about Raphael Warnock. Here he is speaking on the campaign trail.
Georgians understand the importance of competence and character. This is not a race about Democrat and Republican. It's not a race of right versus the left. Fundamentally, this is a race about right and wrong.
And so, yeah, Sam, so just in, see- go ahead.
Yeah, so you see Warnock there trying to appeal to some of these voters who, you know, maybe voted Republican elsewhere on the ballot back in November, but might be open to again voting for Warnock. And so he is trying to get them back to the polls.
Sam Greenglass, who covers politics for WABE in Atlanta, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.